absolutely. Which job am I going to take next year? You guys see my daughter in this trip?
Yeah.
How great was that? That was awesome.
Why did you change your shirt?
Something a little more apropos for training camp. You know, big fan of America, so I thought I'd rock this one. So what's going on? I have no statements, so go ahead. Questions.
So Chad, Mike said we're getting a contract extension.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
She got a contract extension today, and Rick said we're on the same page. How do you feel about that?
That's great. That's the first I've heard of it. You don't tweet and drive, you know, so I didn't see that. But I, yeah, that's awesome for him. Obviously, I don't know the details or what the situation is, but clearly over his 2 years he's been here, he's made an impact in our organization, I think, in a very positive way. And, you know, I think over and above the wins and losses, just the culture, I think, within the building and the things he's created. So, yeah, I think that's excellent to hear. I'm happy for him.
Chad, did it hit you? Get in that this your last training camp, and are you going to do anything extra to soak up Mankato memories?
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, once you get here and you kind of get into football, you do really need training camp to kind of, you know, flip out of summer gear into football gear. But it gets so hard to leave the family. I mean, say we're my wife's pregnant with our fourth child, my youngest is 21 months. You know, my oldest is going to be 9 soon. It's just, you know. This is what I do for a living, but this time is in leaving them as hard as like anybody who has to leave for their job or travel, so it just becomes difficult.
But in terms of just being in Mankato for what looks like the last training camp,
I hit a couple bars on the way in, and you know, yeah. the usual suspects, you know. So no, I mean, it's you know, it's always kind of it's a little bit of the same thing every year, and the people and the fans are so awesome down here. You know, it's a very fun environment to come down to training camp. I think it's, you know, we are one of the, I know it's a kind of a dying breed of teams that are leaving the comforts of their homes and coming to a destination training camp. I think this works perfect for us, honestly. It kind of really gives you a chance to snap into football mode and get away for a couple weeks and kind of get amongst your teammates. And then it really sets you up for the season. But, you know, so I will definitely enjoy the time down here. And you know, I'm not upset that it's our shortest time down here, like I said, with the family. So, you know, it's going to be nice to come down here and kind of get into it.
Chad, have you thought at all about that, this being your last season, you know, with the team that you have here, you could go out in a, you know, pretty big glory, blaze of glory?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to enjoy every day. Honestly, it's like, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys, talked to Jim Kleinsaucer yesterday, guys who have kind of gone through situations like this and knowing that the career is winding down, and I've certainly enjoyed every minute of it and want to enjoy this year. But, you know, it's not about enjoying it. You know, it's only fun when you're winning. And so I'm here to play football and play as well as I can play and put my best foot forward. I thought built a nice season last year with the change in kind of roles that I had, and I want to continue to push that way and be a leader and lean on my experience. But also, you got to play and play well. So that's what I'm here focused on. You know, yes, it's the little bit of nostalgic for things that could be the last time, but it's really about coming down here and playing good football and helping this team win games.
Chad, from a leadership standpoint, you've been through three coaching staffs here. How does this group compare to the staffs or the power structures you've seen in the past?
I think they've done a really good job of, like I said earlier, of just assembling a really good culture and building that and maintaining it. You know, it's one thing to build it up and to kind of get lazy with it and just assume it's going to take care of itself. This is an everyday process. And like I said, the culture, you know, really starts from the top down within the organization. I think that's why we've had such success, you know, whether it be through the draft and now building organization to the point where we want to be winners every year and be, you know, either in the playoffs or in the playoff hunt every year and be consistent. So I think we're getting to that point. But, you know, this is a great chance for us this season to kind of put our first foot forward on that and say, hey, we can go back to the playoffs and take another step. And obviously with the end result, hopefully being in the Super Bowl where we want to be. But it doesn't happen without a lot of hard work. And that's what this team is made up of. I think it's very blue collar, and we have a ton of really hard workers on this team, guys that really struggle to get to where they are in their careers and want to hold on to it, and myself included. And I think with that mentality, you know, especially starting with the head coach coming down to the players, we just can't forget who we are, you know, and everybody is so excited for our season and what, you know, could be. But none of that happens without us going to work and being who we are. And that's just, you got to go to work and be yourself and not try to be something that everybody's saying you are. I think it makes it just, you just need to have a second layer of focus that, like, we got to go out and just really be focused on our jobs day to day, you know, and not get too far. There's every cliche in the book for us, not looking ahead, not, you know, getting too far over your skis and what if your mentality is really about a one day, a one step approach, one snap at a time, and just honing in on what we need to improve, whether it be from last year or OTAs, just to get better. Because, you know, as many things as we are good at, we can improve in so many ways. And there's so much parity in this league that if you just let up for one instance, you know, pretty soon there's five or six teams that jump up in front of you, and you just can't have that. And, you know, it's on us. Obviously, it's on us players, but it's on the staff and everybody just to kind of keep our foot on the gas pedal and working.
Everson Griffin, Everson Griffin said he likes the underdog role, which you guys aren't going to have anymore. How different is it going to be? Teams gunning for you now that you're a defending division champ.
Yeah, I mean, so many of us, you know, were two-star recruits and you know, didn't get recruited going to college and then didn't have a chance. Like Everson, you know, drops and goes to the fourth round. And, you know, that there's such a mentality with a lot of guys who get to this point that they are just more comfortable in that role. You know, for us, it's now that we are sort of the ones that people are coming after, it's just going to have to – our mentality just can't change. And we can't change who we are and our thought process at practice, because that's what this thing is going to get built, is our approach on the practice field and the film room and how we want to improve. You know, we got to just you know, have an open mind, you know, get your butt chewed and move on.
Chad, with the news of Kevin Williams retiring,
yeah,
any thoughts on him and his career?
I have a lot of thoughts. Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, Tickett's probably one of the best, you know, people I've been around in this game. He's certainly, as everybody knows, a very talented player and just an unbelievably great teammate. I mean, just couldn't be a better guy. I mean, he's the guy that I think back, you know, on past teams, that he's one of the guys that you certainly miss day to day. I think get some rough days in training camp or rough practice. You know, being the Will linebacker in the Tampa 2 scheme, having it through technique, you know, in a lot of ways helped shape my career. I learned a lot from him on how to be a pro. And, you know,
in your time here at Minnesota?
No, I don't think so. It's up there, clearly. But, you know, we've had high expectations, and we haven't always done well with that. So that's why, you know, me personally, just really apprehensive with the thought process day to day. We just got to carry our lunch pails into work, and we can't just think about those things in front of us and just try to let them come. So thanks.
Thanks, Chad.